Does Iran want to wipe Israel off the face of the map with nuclear weapons or without nuclear weapons?
No. You know, I think the word has been misinterpreted. This word has been said for the first time by Imam Khomeini. But when we are talking about Israel, we are not talking about the country, the physical country. We are talking in legal state about the government, not about the people. And when we are talking that Israel is not a legal state, it means it is not legal based on the legal systems, not based on the physical situation that they are living in. And when it is the word of wiping out, it means wiping out of the legal system, not wiping out of the map in the sense of the physical map, to wipe it out by a nuclear bomb or something like this. Because, you know, to use nuclear bombs has been prohibited in Islam. And it is not permitted even in offensive war, in defensive war, to use the nuclear weapon, and not in offensive, of course.
I have to say, though, President Ahmadinejad seemed to be quite in favor of the Holocaust, didn't he? He didn't seem to think that was a bad thing at all, to wiped out 6 million Jews.
The issue of Holocaust, it's a historical issue. And there are different discussions and debates about this issue, that something has happened or the number was that or not, and something like this. But, you know, the issue of Holocaust, a historical issue. The issue of Israel, a legal issue. And the issue of nuclear power, which we believe we should have it in peaceful way, because the Islam has prohibited from using the nuclear weapons. There are different
that
issues.
That is true, is it?
Yeah.
That is true.
That it is prohibited in Islam, you mean?
Yes.
It is. Our leader, our Islamic leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has mentioned it several times, that in Islam there is no place for nuclear weapons, not only nuclear weapons, but also all the mass destruction weapons. It has been prohibited in Islam, because the weapons should be in a way that you can use it only for the combats in the battle, not against the civilians or against the natural sources. And therefore, it has been prohibited in Islam.